scan that can help pick up eye and health conditions, including glaucoma and diabetes. Book your advanced eye test today. Vision Express. Express your vision. T&Cs apply. Upgrade your free NHS PRSI medical card eye test for a nominal fee.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Labour's pulled off a surprise win in a Scottish by-election. Their candidate, Davy Russell, pushed the incumbent SNP into second in the Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse Holyrood seat. Labour's leader in Scotland, Anna Sawa, says the voters have sent three messages.
They do want a UK Labour government to move more quickly in demonstrating a change and improvement in their lives. They've had enough of this SNP government that's done so much damage to our country, and they have rejected the divisive politics of Nigel Farage.
Reform's deputy leader says he's delighted with their close third. The White House says Elon Musk's social media posts against Donald Trump are an unfortunate episode prompted by him not getting the policies he wanted. The billionaire made unproven claims about the US president's links to the disgraced Jeffrey Epstein, while Mr. Trump threatened to take away Mr. Musk's government contracts. Brad Gibson in Oklahoma is from CBS News Radio.
The president said Musk had gone crazy, and when someone tweeted that Trump should be impeached, Musk replied, yes. A very different take for a guy that a year ago gave him millions of dollars to win the presidency.
The government's promising to cut A&E waiting times in England and end so-called corridor care under its new urgent and emergency care plan. The aim is to get more than three quarters of people who are admitted transferred or discharged within 4 hours. And six water companies are banned from paying bonuses to senior bosses for the last financial year under new rules coming in today. The aim is to protect environmental and consumer standards. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, we're just about to cast off and head towards the weekend, but not before we hear some beautiful music. Early breakfast, let's go to the river.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
The choir and musicians of New College, Oxford, directed by Edward Higginbottom, performing Franck's Panis Angelicus. And you know it's going to be all right when you hear it by The Beautiful Blue Danube by Johann Strauss the Younger. Sometimes a piece of music just makes you feel better, doesn't it? The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra had Gerard Schwartz in charge. Happy Friday indeed, then. It's Lucy Coward with your early breakfast on Classic FM. Good morning. June the 6th. Gather. As Kate Winslet famously said, didn't she, after she collected her second thoroughly deserved Golden Globe in 2009? Do you remember that? Look it up, it's true. We've a weekend to wend towards, and I think the next piece is ideal for that very thing.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. It's been a while, but it never loses its touch, does it? The gorgeous Adagietto from Mahler's Symphony No. 5. Just sublime. Gustavo Dudamel was conducting the Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra. Apparently, Mahler wrote that to represent the love he had for his soon-to-be wife, Anna. And he had a small hut in the garden of his house in the mountains where he would travel every summer to compose. And the rules were quite simple. If the door to the hut was open, you could go and talk to him. But if the door was closed, on no account was Mahler to be interrupted. And I think we'd all like a hut like that from time to time. Well, on the theme of love letters, an album leaf used to be the term for a piece written in dedication to a friend or admirer, which was then inserted into their album or autograph book, not intended for publication. It's not something that really happens anymore, but such pieces live on, and we're going to hear one now for our moment of piano piece on Early Breakfast on Classic FM, courtesy of Chabrier and Alexandre Tarot.
Classic FM.
Guitarist John Williams and the Australian Chamber Orchestra bringing us the second movement of Giuliani's Guitar Concerto in A. And before that, a little piano piece. This morning, a very little one. Chabrier's Feuillette d'Album, Album Leaf, and it was performed by Alexandre Tarot. And you know, I've just found out that amongst Chabrier's other works is one about little ducks marching like country gentlemen, and I'm going to have to see if I can find that. It's Classic FM. Shortly, a fly upsets the apple cart, and we'll hear another declaration of love.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get the iPhone 16 Pro Max with unlimited data for just £54.99 a month with Club Card prices, saving you £207. And you'll collect Club Card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Ends 13th of July, 16.74. Club Card and 36-month credit agreement required. Collect 1 point for every £1 spent. Minimum 150 points required for Club Card vouchers. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The Tallis Scholars singing If You Love Me by Thomas Tallis. Peter Phillips with the baton in hand. And Chloe Hanslip was the soloist before that with the London Symphony Orchestra to play the romance from The Gadfly by Shostakovich, Paul Mann on the podium. I've been spending too much time thinking about flies and bugs this week, thanks to my allotment. My cauliflowers are needing some protecting from them. So now I'm investigating companion planting, seeking out things like nasturtiums and cosmos and lavender in an attempt to protect the brassicas. Honestly, I am learning so much from this little plot of mine. It's Classic FM. Indeed, it's quite hard to find a composer who wasn't inspired by nature at one time or another. This next one enjoyed gardening himself, planted trees, kept pigeons, and loved to identify bird songs on his morning constitutionals. It's Dvorak.
Thank you.
Jerzy Belolavec in charge of the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra as they play Dvorak's Slavonic Dance in E minor number 2. And as it's the first official week of summer, lots of summer escapes feature in Classic FM at the Movies with Jonathan Ross tonight from 7 p.m. Think Roman Holiday, scored by Georges Auric, the talented Mr. Ripley, Luca. And after that at 9, Real Talk with Debbie Wiseman. Sees our composer in residence chat to lyricist Don Black, the man with the golden pen, about working on some of the most iconic Bond films and some of his personal favourite pieces of music. What a night ahead. Boccherini's Cello Concerto No. 9. From it we heard the second movement, performed by Jian Wang and Camerata Salzburg. And so to the news we go on Classic FM, after which there'll be a bell and a wedding and a captain with a mandolin.
Classic FM.
Listeners, we interrupt the airwaves to share an incredible discovery. The reason why Britain hasn't been so great of late is because the country hasn't been eating enough Weetabix. We must get to work in rebuilding Great Britain, Bix by Bix. By delivering Weetabix to whoever plans the traffic diversions, to delivery drivers who can't seem to find your house,
and people who don't stack the dishwasher properly.
To Britain, we must say, have you had your Weetabix?
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research, and now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating. Freshen up your home with the must-have paint brands including Dulux, Johnston's, Little Green and Farrow & Boar. Or find your perfect pattern with hundreds of wallpapers to browse. Pop into any of our 200 stores nationwide and grab a free Brewers DIY card for 10% off your first and second order. Or visit us online at brewers.co.uk. Brewers, the go-to destination for decorating.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Matt Hewitt. Scottish Labour's pulled off a surprise win in a by-election. Davy Russell took the Hamilton, Larkhall and Stonehouse Holyrood seat from the Scottish Nationalists. He said locals had rejected the reform mob. Nigel Farage's party came a close third. On a tumultuous day for the party, its chairman Zia Yusuf quit in a row about banning the burqa. Deputy leader Richard Tice put on a brave face.
Huge thanks to Zia. Very sad to see him go. He's worked incredibly hard. But look, we've got great momentum, lots of great people, great candidate here. Of course, you know, we are pushing on.
Elon Musk has made unproven claims on X that Donald Trump is named in some unreleased Epstein files. It's after the US president threatened to take away the Tesla boss's government's contracts. That was in response to Mr. Musk's criticism of his tax and spending plans. Bonuses won't be given